Well, there's a place in town where, dare I say it, everybody knows your name. And on just about every night of the week, you can find folks not only jamming, but having the opportunity to make music as a community. Josh Stotz joins us on the phone this morning. He's the comparatively new owner of Sir Ben's. And Josh, good morning. Thanks for being on the line with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's the deal with you? Are you a musician also?
Back in the day when I was a young man, I was, had a lot of experience with different musical instruments, pianos, cello, drums, but my musical talent has kind of faded over the year. I just really enjoy listening to good music.
Were you ever a bluegrass musician?
No, but always have been a big fan. Started with my grandfather and my dad, and just really enjoy it.
Now, you've got bluegrass on Wednesdays, and it's an open jam, and there are lessons beforehand. So if you're not familiar with bluegrass music, you can sit down with some folks and they'll kind of help you out a little bit. Now, that's kind of a cool deal. So who are the people who come to learn?
We actually have people of all generations that come. We have folks that are in town that are very familiar with the bluegrass jam that have been doing it for 20 years, maybe once a year, and they stop down and they meet with some of the different musicians that are down there, and they kind of pick up the banjo or the mandolin or whatever it might be, and they play a few tunes, and even some younger folks come down as well. We've had people as young as, I think, 12 or 13 that have been down there that have been kind of their first experience of maybe playing in front of a crowd, and it's just a very welcoming environment. It's everybody, it's open to the public, and anybody can come down and enjoy it.
Are there enough places in the community for people, like you say, of all generations to come together and make music?
I think over the years, Duluth has really started to embrace its both its local art and music scene. And I think, there's places across the Northland, whether it's, Beaner Central, Zeitgeist, the Red Herring Lounge, which is doing a great job and getting some good music in town, Pizza Luce, and Thirsty Pagan, and I'm sure I'm going to forget a few, but there's a lot of good places in town that are really embracing that local music scene and giving maybe lesser-known musicians an opportunity to come down and play.
Well, there's a wonderful, obviously, the Twin Ports is a huge fan of local musicians, but I think it's unusual that amateurs and non-amateurs can get together and the generations can get together and play together and then perform together. There doesn't seem like there'd be as much as of that.
Well, I think, from Sir Ben's standpoint, the Bluegrass Jam and then our Thursday Celtic Jam has been going on for about 30 years, and it's been generations of, the people that are playing now. Maybe their grandfather or grandmother started playing there and brought them along to learn and to listen and to play. And I think that, just the ambiance of Sir Ben's and what it's been for a long time, it's just a community neighborhood place where people can come, feel welcome, feel safe, and then also feel that, they're not going to be judged or, you're not good enough. There's never any booze or anything like that. And whether it's open mic or bluegrass jam or Celtic jam or even some of the lesser known bands that are just trying to get a name out there to find a place to play, we're definitely open to helping those people out and giving them a shot.
I've never had the guts to try karaoke, but tell me about the difference between, for example, a karaoke night and a night where new musicians are going to show up and they're going to take part in the lessons a little bit, and then they're maybe going to try to jam with the band.
Well, I think karaoke, can have a good side and sometimes not such a good side, depending upon the situation, but karaoke is more of a opportunity for people just to sing over recorded music, have a little fun, whether it's people in for a bachelor party or just somebody that wants to come out and sing other than their bedroom or their or the shower
into their hairbrush.
Yeah, exactly. And then with open mic and the bluegrass jams, it's people that can that want to give an opportunity to play their instrument or play some songs that they've written, whether it's singer-songwriters or, people that just want to give it a shot. So the open mics and the bluegrass and the Celtic jams are a little bit more of I don't want to say a community-driven thing like karaoke's not, but it just has a little different feel and a little different vibe, and it's a little bit more of during those nights, people are focused on, whoever's playing or the group that's playing. It's more of an entertainment factor. So I think it's just a really neat thing. We had open mic last night, and, you know, we were packed. Every slot was filled, and we had some really good musicians and then some people that just want to come out and practice, really. So,
Jess, do you think you're going to discover the next great bluegrass sensation or even somebody who's just, like, really awesome?
You know, we have a lot of those people that play now. I mean, we have, you know, folks that are in their 80s that are there singing and playing, and then we have folks that are, you know, we had a young lady down there playing the stand-up bass two Wednesdays ago. I think she was 15 or 16, and, you know, I think they're all very talented in their own right, and it takes a lot of guts to get in front of a group and you know, play and kind of put yourself out there, and, you know, it would be neat if we did, but if we don't, it's just fine with us. We just love to be able to provide the opportunity for people to have that chance.
Well, here's to community music. Josh, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great fun to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much as well. We appreciate everything, and, you know, just keep on supporting the local arts and music scene.
Josh Stotz, the owner of Sir Benedict's. They've got a bluegrass jam on Wednesdays. You can bring your own instruments. You can get some lessons. There's an open jam and a Celtic jam on Thursdays.